Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hello, everybody. It's that time again, sports fans. The award-winning Sports Overnight America weekend is on the air. Join yours truly, Artie Source, your source for sports at gmail.com, along with Andy Barron. And we don't have Laura or our world's worst sports handicapper this weekend, but you can hear us all over the world, all over the country. Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203. We're on all the apps. We're on sportsbylineusa.com, American Forces Radio worldwide, and 100 different radio stations from coast to coast across this great nation of the United States of America. Well, it's got a heck of a weekend. This is one of those months, as they always say about March, it comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. And we've got some great weather on the West Coast. We're coming to you on the weekend. And I just had a great day. We had the Major League Baseball openers yesterday. It was real fun. Took me back to when I was 7, 8, 9 years old as a kid, and I just couldn't wait for baseball to start. And it was kind of neat to see all kinds of things. The Orioles went to Toronto and hit 6 home runs, and Mullen had 2, and O'Neill can homer for the 6th consecutive opening day, their pickup from the Boston Red Sox. So the O's are off to a fast start. The Yankees did real well. They downed Milwaukee in a real nail-biter in Yankee Stadium in front of 55,000 people. Ohtani homers in what was actually the Dodgers' 3rd game of the year, because they had the series in Tokyo to start the season, and they beat the up-and-coming Detroit Tigers and Tarik Skubal, good-looking left-hander. Great day for baseball. I saw a lot of things that really kind of blew my mind, though, folks. I go way back as a baseball person. I did USC baseball on the radio back in the 70s, played some baseball, was pretty good. A two-tool guy out of 5. Speaking of fundamentals, we're going to stick to them here this week on Sports Overnight Weekend Edition. We're going to talk a little bit about March Madness. What a great crew of games last night. Fantastic. I mean, I was amazed. I still think the 4 number one seeds, Florida, Duke, Houston, and Auburn, are going to be the teams to watch. It hasn't been since 2008 until these teams that were number one seeded have actually met in the Final Four. And we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming 89th Masters when we come back on Sports Overnight America Weekend.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All right, everybody, we're back on Sports Overnight America the weekend, and I promised you we'd be talking about the Masters. And let me tell you something. If you've never had the opportunity to march around the grounds at Augusta National Golf Club, it's unbelievable. From the pimento sandwiches and the $3 beers, yeah, you heard it, $3 beers. Not like Dodger Stadium or some of the bigger outlets in the world of sports. They try to keep things very, very tight for the patrons. They're not sports fans, they're patrons. And if you say it wrong, they'll pretty much take you right off the telecast or the radio broadcast. But as we head into this tournament, by the way, Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, shot 62 today. And I mean, just unbelievable. 8 under 62, 31-31. He's got a one-shot lead over Canadian Taylor Pendrith as they're playing in the Children's Texas Open in Houston. So that's a good one. There's also being an event held in India, the Hero Open, on a gorgeous golf course outside of Mumbai. And, I mean, you got a couple of different ways that you can still qualify for the Masters. If you're like a guy like Ricky Fowler, you need to win one of these next three tournaments over the next 2 weeks. And there's a spot available if you can pull it off. But right now, the aforementioned Scottie Scheffler, who is the next coming of Tiger Woods in a lot of people's opinion, although Rory McIlroy has won twice this year, they're the betting favorites. Scottie Scheffler is 5-1. Rory McIlroy is down to 7-1. Xander Schauffele has been battling some oblique injury problems in his rib cage. He's at 12-1. And then you've got a bunch of LIV guys. John Rahm at 12-1. You've got Brooks Koepka, who's in the hunt. You've got, you've got a lot of them. Bryson DeChambeau, and you got a gentleman named Joaquin Neiman from Chile. And he's really been tearing up the LIV tour. And you also have Sergio Garcia, who's won twice this year, a former Masters champion, who I guess missed a 3-foot putt last week in Singapore that would cost him a chance to play in the upcoming Open at Carnoustie this year. So that was a tough situation. But as you look at the Masters, a lot of things happened with Hurricane Helene as it blew through there earlier this year. They had about 45 trees get downed. A couple of the trees actually fell on green complexes. So from what I've been gathering from my sources around the country is the Masters Committee, and I mean, this is a group that has deep pockets, so it doesn't really matter to them. They've planted all the trees back. They've actually rebuilt four of the greens. One of them is at 16, and they say, according to what Rory McIlroy indicated, that the greens are exact duplicates with a couple of spots where they could possibly add a new pin. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens a fortnight from today as the 89th Masters takes effect. You know, as you go through history, Jack Nicklaus won six green jackets, Tiger won five, Arnie won four, Phil Mickelson got three. One of the exciting stories this year is two great champions, two great Masters champions, Bernhard Langer, who at 67 still plays an incredible game of golf, overcoming a disastrous Achilles tendon injury, and Freddie Couples are going to be playing in their 40th Masters. Now, Bernhard won twice and Freddie won once, but these guys are 67 for Bernhard and 65 years old, respectively, and both of them realize that this is probably the last time they'll be able to compete. And one of the great lines of all time, it was my good friend Fuzzy Zeller said to me one day when I asked him what he thought of the golf course, and he said, it's the best eight par fives I'll ever play. So what he basically is saying is, not only are the par fives challenging, but you've got four par fours that really command your attention when they're 470 yards plus. And of course, the golf ball goes so far these days, but doesn't go as far for us guys that are in their late 60s. We like to think it does, but it doesn't. Other Masters notes, we got twins playing in the Masters for the first time this year. Rasmus and Nikolaj Højgaard from Denmark, two up-and-coming superstars in the world of golf, along with Åberg. They're going to be teeing it up at Augusta. And I looked at some of the guys I like and some of the long shots. I got to tell you, Mathieu Pavon out of France is 350-1. And what separates the champions from regular great golfers at Augusta is who can roll the rock. And Pavon is one of the best putters in the world, won on some really tough, long golf courses, including Torrey Pines 2 years ago. And I think you look at him, you look at Scotty Scheffler and the long ball hitters who can roll the ball. So, I mean, that really limits the field to a few people. I mean, you've got guys like Cam Smith, who's great, LIV player, who's been in the top five the last 4 years. You've got a Lucas Glover, who's all of a sudden with his new LA lab putter. He's 150-1, folks. That's worth a couple shekels. Put a five spot down or a 10 spot down and have a good time. You got Ben Ahn, who played well last week. You've got the Austrian Sepp Straka, 140-1. You got a gentleman from London, an Indian by the name of Aaron Rye, who's 150-1. And there's a Canadian who really strikes the ball well and keeps it in play. And it all comes down to his putter, which has been putting well lately. Corey Connors is at 90-1. Another sleeper, a guy who always seems to be in the hunt, would be Patrick Cantlay out of Long Beach. So he's right there at 25-1. Some other players that you might question, you know, these are guys that are playing this week that haven't made it, all right? Some big names. Ben Griffin has played 12 straight tournaments. He's ranked 52nd on the OWGR, which is the World Golf Rankings. He needs a big finish at the Children's Houston Open this week. You've got Siwoo Kim. You got Ricky Fowler, another big name that isn't already in the field. And, of course, Tiger's going to be missing it this year because he just had Achilles tendon surgery. But the Masters should be exciting, folks. And I'll tell you what, the pageantry, the fact that Jimmy Nance has been doing it now for about 35 years, they really lay out the royalty. It's a great telecast. And just a reminder, and if you like to watch early parts of the Masters and not wait till 3 o'clock to get the ESPN coverage, you can go to masters.com or masters.org and stream the broadcast. A lot of great broadcasters in the past. We've had Ben Crenshaw making the call. I mean, you love to hear from Ben Crenshaw, two-time Masters champion, about the golf course? You're darn right you do. You got Tim Brando on the coverage for that. But it should be a fantastic addition. The 89th Masters from Augusta, Georgia, coming up in a fortnight. And we'll be back with more. We're going to talk a little bit about March Madness. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFL free agency. The draft is 26 days away in Green Bay. What's going to go on with Aaron Rodgers? And if you have anything you want to discuss with us, you can get a hold of me, which is Your Source, S-O-R-C-E, for sports, at gmail.com. Or you can get my partner, Fred, which is sportsfred at AOL.com. And Fred's going to be back joining us. He's going to be back joining us next week, so we're excited about that. He's out of rehab. He's back home. He's taking care of things, looking really, really good. You know, it's one of those things, as we get older, things seem to happen physically. And all you have to do is, like, you know, you go reaching for a golf club up in a garage somewhere, and you slip and fall. And next thing you know, you fall. And, you know, you just don't heal like we used to heal. Other news from around sports, I'll throw some few things in there just to keep things rolling here. Gary Danielson, the great college football CBS, former ABC ESPN announcer, analyst, is going to retire after the 2025 season. 73 years of age. He's in his 36th season. He works with Brad Nessler on the big CBS package, Big Ten and or SEC over the years. He's going to be retiring. There's a question I got to ask for you. You know, with the East Coast having been inundated for the last 4 months with winter, do golf simulators going indoor and you know, charting your ability to hit golf balls and whether your face is open and what you're swinging at, ball speed, swing speed, do those really help? I always wondered about that because I tell you what, I'm old-fashioned like Lee Trevino. I like to get out there amidst the trees, amidst all the fun and the golf course and look at the rabbits and the squirrels running around. And I play golf because I love being out in nature and I love the walk, a good walk spoiled, which reminds me how sad it was. One of the great writers of all time passed away over the last 2 weeks. John Feinstein from the Washington Post wrote on baseball and golf. But I've always wondered, you know, if the simulators and the ability to go into a place like Golf Tech or something like that, if it makes a difference in your game. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. So let us know what your thoughts are on it. And let me know who you like at the upcoming 89th Masters. And we're going to be back with more. Andy Barron has joined us. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFL. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming draft. We're going to talk about opening day in Major League Baseball and a lot more as Sports Overnight Weekend Edition, Sports Overnight America, continues right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Okay, everybody, we're back on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I've got my good friend Andy Barron with me. Andy, how are things up there in the New England area?
Things are good. It's starting to almost feel like spring, just in time for baseball, right?
So tell me about this Abreu guy. I watched the ball game yesterday. He's knocking the ball out of the ballpark all over the place. That had to be an exciting start for the Red Sox.
It was an exciting start. He's a player that has that capability. So, man, if this is any indication of the kind of season he might have, that'd be great. But everyone looks great on opening day. If you win, you think you're gonna make the championship. Yeah. If you lose, you think you're out of the playoffs. So
I gotta tell you, I think the Red Sox and the Orioles, as well as the Yankees, are gonna be three teams to really watch this year. I don't see the Yankees pulling away with their injuries. I mean, they've lost three starters to injuries already this year, and Garrett Cole's out for the whole year. I don't know what Luis Gui is going to do, and I know Clark Schmidt's had a few problems. I like the way the Red Sox picked up a couple of good pitchers. They got, Walker Buehler. I just think they're the surprise team in the AL East. I think a lot of people, and I mean, I'm a huge Joey Cora fan. I think he's a great manager. I like what they've been able to do. In terms of turning the ballpark around and being able to get the fans excited again. Your thoughts on the American League East and the American League?
Yeah, so the American League East is going to be super competitive, and I wouldn't even rule out, Toronto in making some noise there. The Red Sox, I think the biggest thing is the chemistry, I think, may be more important than the talent or the performance. Going into the season, they made that big pickup with Bregman, but you heard.
So is Devers who you're talking about here? Basically, if he's going to be
exactly. He says he understands that he's going to be the DH, but he also was saying I'm the third baseman. who knows? And the only thing I worry about with him, aside from him, whether or not he's happy, the other concern people have is that. Inactivity for him, he's not a small guy, right? And mm-hmm. and inactivity for him may pose a conditioning problem that's been a concern for a long time. But the Sox look really good. And what I think you're going to see on this team is that I think the infield's going to change again, because I think that Marcelo Mayer kid that's down in AAA is going to be the starting shortstop.
So he's in Pawtucket right now, and they're just getting him.
Well, you're like me. I think of it as Pawtucket, but it's actually Worcester, I think, right?
Oh, is it Worcester now?
Yeah,
Pawtucket. They were in Pawtucket for 500 years.
Yeah, they lost the team. And, yeah, but
I love saying the name Worcester.
Yeah, he's the real deal. I mean, he's one of the top 10, major league prospects across any place you look and read about, major league prospects at all. And I think that moves Travis Story over to second base, where maybe. Like, cross my fingers, maybe he won't get injured. It's a little bit.
Yes, you know, I go back to the Colorado Rockies. I was one of the finalists to get their broadcasting job many years ago, and I remember when they drafted Trevor Story, and he had some great years in Colorado as a shortstop, and then he came to Boston, and I think he had one great year, and then he's been battling all these injury problems, and I think the guy's a hell of a ball player. I mean, you know, I got to tell fans this. You've been able to spend a little time at Fenway Park. One of my greatest thrills, one of my greatest thrills was when I was working for Mizuno Sporting Goods, and we pulled up, and you didn't even know where you were in downtown Boston. I mean, you saw this brick wall, and then they opened up the side door. We drove the mobile workshop. We made gloves in it and bats and everything, and I got out, and I walked in, and there was the emerald green grass. You know, the green monster, and I mean, it was almost as if I had come back to life. You know, it was, as a baseball fan, it just took my breath away, honestly, Andy.
Yeah, Artie, it's my favorite place on earth. And what's funny, I'll tell you a funny story from me about Fenway is they don't allow you, like when all of us inevitably are gone, right? If I had my choice, I'd want to be cremated.
You can't sprinkle ourselves on the field or anything.
And you're not allowed to sprinkle yourselves on the field anymore. But the way I look at it, once somebody dumps the ashes, I'm not sure how they're going to get them all.
What are they going to clean it up? They're going to bring the guy out? So do they have enough? They won't have enough whisk brooms for me.
Sure. Well, I've told my son that that I want him as, you know, as a parting gift for me, that to try to get that done. And my wife looked at me, said, "Don't you want to be buried or spend your eternity with me?" And I said, "You're welcome at Fenway Park."
Yeah, you're welcome to join me. Well, see, and my thing is the Coliseum in Los Angeles, the Rose Bowl, and my favorite golf course, which is Newport Beach Country Club in Newport Beach, California. And I said, "You know, sprinkle a little bit." I said, "There'll be plenty of me to go. I know there will be."
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Artie, you know, I'm not a golfer, and I'm really not. I haven't actually swung a club in probably over 10 years now, but I did golf as necessary for work occasions, you know, through my career.
Sure.
And I tell you, I got to golf at Newport, the golf club you just mentioned
in Rhode Island.
In California.
Oh, Newport Beach Country Club.
Yeah, we had a customer event there once, and I got to golf there. And I got to tell you. I won't tell you what my score was. I think I stopped counting it at 128 or something. But
I wish I had known, because I would have told you all the putts break toward the ocean.
Yeah,
the place is surrounded by the ocean.
Yeah, it was the most beautiful course ever. I have to admit that the is unreal.
Awesome. So let's take a look at the American League Central. I look at Kansas City. I look at what Cleveland's been able to accomplish. I look at Detroit. Detroit's got an up-and-coming young team. What are your thoughts about the Central?
You know, I like Detroit. I mean, they sort of ran into a buzzsaw, right, with L.A. I don't think that's indicative of what they're going to do.
Everybody's going to run into buzzsaws when they play the Dodgers.
I mean, I just read an article about the Dodgers, and we'll get back to the Central, but I just read an article about them that says, like, there's not a question whether or not they're the best team in baseball today. The question is how they're the best team that's ever been in baseball. And I don't know if I'd go that far yet, but I think they're gonna make a lot of good teams look great. Big red machines,
but they did not have the pitching that the Dodgers seem to have. You know, I look at some of the great teams, the great Yankee dynasties. If they can do this for another 10 years and throw another 3 or 4 world championships on the heap, then I'll go there. But they have underachieved in the playoffs the last 10 years. They've won 9 consecutive Western divisions, and I believe the Giants have more titles to show in the century of the 2000s than they have. So we'll see.
I think they're almost like the old version of the Braves that kept getting there but not winning, right?
Right.
And what blows me away about those guys is the you know, the fact that a year ago we were all talking about, well, can they be competitive with the lack of pitching? Now all of a sudden it seems like you blink your eye and they have pitching again. And it's not the same names. So
everybody is trying to pick up their 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at, you know, Gratterall, you're looking at May, a bunch of these guys. You know, right now, if you look around Major League Baseball with the Yankees losing 3 starters, the Mets have 3 starters on the pitching. Yeah. As we know, you know, the game has changed from when you and I were fans, when Bob Gibson would go 20 games throwing complete game, 20 games,
sure,
complete games. Nowadays, these guys, I mean, I watched Paul Skeens yesterday to give you a perfect example, Andy. He gave him six great innings, and then every fundamental that could have went wrong that the Pirates tried to do, they couldn't hit a cutoff man. They overthrew the cutoff man, allowed the runner to take the extra base. The next guy gets a base hit. Then they can't move the runner up with a runner at second and nobody out in the top of the 10th inning. I mean, it would be mandatory, unless Harmon Killebrew or Ted Williams was at the plate, get the guy to third base with one out, right?
And exactly, yeah. Basic stuff. So, yeah, it's and you said it best, like the pitching is totally different now. And I go back, you know, I love like sort of baseball history well before Bob Gibson, where you think about, you know, pitchers used to not only pitch complete games, but they'd have one or two pitchers on the team. Right. And these guys, it's amazing.
I go back to Wilbur Woods starting a doubleheader for the White Sox.
Yeah.
In 1970. You'll never see that again.
You'll definitely never see that. And to me, the two things that stuck out that were most interesting for opening day is number one, I love this this streak that Tyler O'Neill has going.
Six consecutive opening day home runs.
That's wild, right? And it's for four different teams, I think.
Yeah.
So it's he's not this great player. He's a little bit of not a bad player by any means, but he's a guy who's bounced around and
have you looked at him physically recently? I mean, this guy's built like a rock.
Yeah.
I looked at his arms in the Toronto Orioles game yesterday, and I'm saying to myself, wow, this guy is a major league bodybuilder. I gotta be honest with you. He's very underrated. I mean, and you know what? He didn't make it until he was like 28, 29 years old. So, yep. I mean, that just lets you know. Hey, we're going to have to take a break right here. We got a hard one. We're going to be back with Andy Barron on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, right after this important timeout.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Sports Overnight America, heard round the world on American Forces Radio, Sirius 217, XM 203, SportsBylineUSA.com, and all the apps. It's already sourced along with Andy Barron. We're waiting for Fred to get well. He's convalescing at his home in California right now. We can't wait to have him back. And if you have any comments regarding the show or want to just drop your regards to Fred, email him and give him some positive feedback at sportsfred@AOL.com. All right, let's get cooking here. We've got Aaron Ego. He still thinks that $25 million is backup quarterback chump change. He still harbors this vision that the Minnesota Vikings are going to come to him when they find out that their quarterback from Michigan, who's had a few injury problems, is really not who they think he is. And I just got to wonder, I mean, here's three options are basically to retire, sign with the Steelers, which aren't a bad, isn't a bad ball club. This is a 10-time Pro Bowler. He would bring a veteran. I think he'd bring a positive influence to him, but who knows? What are your thoughts on that, Andy?
You know, it's starting to shape up, and I like the Steelers, and I'm not really loving the idea of it. He doesn't feel like a Steeler kind of guy, right? But no. on the field, he looks like maybe the right fit, and doesn't look like there's a whole lot of other places where he could go. And let's not forget, there's still a few other, you know, quarterbacks out there that, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, a Carson Wentz that are a lot less expensive than he would be, right?
Or even a Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, another one. There's guys that are available that, you know, I don't think he's the sought after commodity that he believes that he is.
Now you got Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan and Lynch. They're having a big problem in San Francisco. I mean, honest to God, I think Brock Purdy's one of the great guys of all time. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a great, he was Mr. Irrelevant, the last guy picked in the draft. Yeah. You know, he's been playing for basically $800,000, $1.4 million. He's taken them to a couple of Super Bowls. They haven't won one yet. But, I mean, is he worth $50, $60 million in the grand scheme of things as they take that ball? That window of opportunity is closing quickly in the Bay Area is what I'm trying to say, Andy.
Yeah. And, you know, the question becomes, is he young enough where the window can close and a few years later they retool and open up and he's still their guy? I think that they see him as their guy. Because he's in addition to being, you know, great on the field, he's just his story. He's such a likable guy. He's the kind of guy that you can sort of build around and get really positive momentum. So I don't know what number it's going to land at, but I see them sticking with him.
Let me ask you this. If things don't work out, you got a guy like Kirk Cousins who came into the league when Shanahan was the offensive coordinator with his dad with the Redskins. They worked together for 2 years. All right, what a staff that was. LaFleur was on that staff. I believe McVay was on that staff. I mean, they had more offensive juggernaut minds. O'Connell was on that staff. Do you think if things don't work out, they turn around and say, hey, we'll do a 2-year, $50 million deal for a guy like Kirk Cousins because we know he knows the offense, and is Brock Purdy twice as good as Kirk Cousins?
I don't know that he's twice as good. And to your point, Kirk Cousins probably has a time, like a time stamp on him, right? He's not a young guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the question becomes, you know, what's the impression to your fans if you make that move where the fans, I think, see Brock Purdy as part of their long-term plan to stay competitive and be competitive where, you know, Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback, but I don't think anyone thinks of him as the guy who comes in and helps you win a Super Bowl. So you go that route, you're effectively telling, you know, your fan base that we're taking a couple of years off. We'll be competitive. We'll win 8, 9, 10, maybe 11 games, but we're not going to win the Super Bowl for a little while here. And it's time for them to do that. I just think that whole area and with the success that teams had, that they're thinking that the time is still now. And I think Kirk Cousins doesn't scream that, hey, we're gonna make a big run at it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I'm looking forward to the draft. I think it's going to be an exciting draft. There's lots of great offensive linemen, a lot of great edge rushers. You've got some good running backs in there, although running backs don't seem to be worth anything nowadays in the NFL, how things have changed. But we're back on the NFL draft, and I was looking at some of the players. You know, you've only got two quarterbacks, Cam Ward out of Miami by way of Washington State. You've got Shedeur Sanders, who, you know, depending on who you read, you know, from Mel Kiper to all the big draft picks, you know, is he a problem? Is he not a problem? I don't know. All I know is the kid has a lot of talent. I watched him play for CU the last couple of years under his dad. He played fantastic. I also like this kid from Ole Miss, Jackson Dart. There's a couple other quarterbacks, the quarterback of the national champions. I think he's a good player that came from Kansas State. There's players in the draft. Now, can you build a team with free agents and draft picks? Because Mike Vrabel of the Patriots is in a very unenviable position. Well, let's put it this way. It's going to be a tough job if they give him the amount of time he needs, which I say 2 years, maybe 3 years, I think he'll build a great team. I love him as a football coach. I think he's all the things you want in a football coach. What are your thoughts on what he has to do with Drake May, what he has to surround Drake May with? I know they got Diggs. That was a great pickup, in my opinion.
They finally got someone to throw to, yeah.
Yes.
You know, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the draft, too. Artie, this is the most interesting draft that I can remember where when you look at this draft versus a year ago, the top six quarterbacks that were drafted a year ago would all have been the number one pick in this draft.
Isn't that amazing?
Right? But I think there's depth in this draft, and I think the depth is in other positions. You mentioned running back. I think there's a couple, you know, two or three running backs that are better than we've seen in a while.
Have you had a chance to watch the kid from Boise State, Aston Jonte?
He reminds me of Sanders. He's great.
A little bit of Sanders, a little bit of Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Even Drew, the guy that played for Jacksonville for a few years, Drew.
The million-dollar question is like, how impactful can a running back be now, right? I think he's going to be the top running back pick, but teams have sort of really pushed running backs down in the importance and the priority from a drafting standpoint. But to your point, because I think, you know, the draft is in a lot of ways has become really a lot about quarterbacks, and where quarterbacks are not the as big a part in the draft. That's why I think we've seen more free agent activity than we've seen in a number of years. And I do think teams are trying more and more now to build a team through free agency, not necessarily relying on the draft. The exact opposite, like Belichick used to trade away players to load up on draft picks, and he sort of built his teams that way. I think we're getting a little bit away from that. So I like what Vrabel's done. I think that I have a feeling that they were not going to, you know, they were going to perform better next year than they did last year or this year than last year, no matter what. But I do think we're going to see a pretty significant turnaround. I've talked about it before. He's the right guy for that job, and we'll see. But I'm so curious to see like what these teams are going to do with this draft this year. Because I do think with it not being the quarterback show, it's a really interesting way of looking at.
Well, I'll tell you what, I see seven or eight really good offensive linemen. I see four or five edge rushers, which, you know, the way the game of football is set up now, if you got a guy that can get around the corner, I mean, it makes a huge difference. I look at the Cincinnati Bengals now, and I'm like, why wouldn't you go out and re-sign Hutchinson? I mean, the guy has got 35 sacks over the last 2 years. You went and got Jamar. You know, he would take a deferred amount of money to stay in Cincinnati and play with his friends, Joe Burrow, and that whole crew. That crew has a even close. They went to a Super Bowl just 4 years ago, and they're in a good division. I mean, a very competitive division. But, you know, as I look at the draft, you know, I wonder how you want to build teams with a salary cap that's $189 million now. And you've got wide receivers like Stephon Diggs, who gets a 3-year, $69 million contract. I mean, You got to really step up and be worth it to give somebody $23, $25 million to play wide receiver.
Well, and you have to find other players, you know, and you can like them or hate them. But one thing that I think everyone liked about Tom Brady was he said, you know what, I'll take less to allow more people to have more talent around me. Now, it's also easier to take less when your wife is actually the breadwinner, right, at the time.
Making $85 million a year.
But I do think that it puts teams in a position where if you're going to pay one, two, three players that large amount of money, you got to find, you know, talented players who are willing to that want to win and are willing to take a little bit less in order to be able to put a cohesive team together.
So, okay, real quick, we're going to make up. I know we got a break coming right up, but I wanted to talk a little bit about March Madness, college basketball. And the fact that I actually saw a lot of defense being played the last night for sure. I mean, I saw some Cooper Flagg for Duke. I mean, what he did, you know, I looked at the games. I got to tell you, that was some exciting basketball last night. And, you know, for the first time since 2008, I actually think the NCAA has a good chance of having the top four number one seeds meet in the Final Four.
It's very possible, and I think a lot of people are, I don't say disappointed, but there were some upsets this year, but it wasn't the circus that has happened in the past, right? That these wild card teams.
The Cinderella teams that you're talking, yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't really happen this year, which was always part of the fun.
I have a theory on that, Andy. I have a theory on that. I think that NIL has made the rich richer and the poor poorer, okay?
For sure.
And I think those 15 and 2 matchups, 16 and 1 matchups, 13 and 3 matchups, you're not going to see as many upsets as you did for that little period that was about 8 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, the only way it'll happen now is if like under the radar screen guys that are better than that perform better than expected all end up congealing on a team together, and maybe you can have something like they have for 1 year, and then they'll all take the NIL money and go somewhere else. Right.
Or will five guys love playing with each other and actually spend all 4 years together and live on a couple hundred, $300,000 a year and have a run at a championship?
It'd be fun to see that. It hasn't happened yet, right? We haven't seen it, but it's also very, very fresh.
Well, do you think greed permeates sports at all, Andy?
A little bit here and there. But you know what's funny? You said defense. What's interesting is last night the Duke game was like an NBA score. Almost
crazy.
That was crazy.
How about Cooper Flagg, 18 years old from Maine? This kid, I think he had 30 points last night. He dished the ball. He played defense. I mean, I could only see Mike Krzyzewski sitting up there going, well, maybe I left a year or two early.
He is the real deal. Like, I actually think that when we were talking NFL draft, it's probably a little early to talk NBA draft. But there's him, and then there's everybody else. I mean,
he has some Larry Bird qualities.
He's even more athletic, though, than Larry Bird.
I think you're 100% ready. Hey, we're going to be back to wrap things up on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. This is Art Source along with Andy, and we'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Art Source along with Andy Barron. And hope you're having a great, great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. This is in the car business, which I used to be in, one of the great months of the year because there's 5 weekends. And the weekends are where you made your hay in the business. But as a sports fan, I like 5 weekends too. And, of course, we'll be rolling into April, the month of tariffs, I'm going to call it. as my 401k becomes a 201k. But we're not going to go there right now. We got too many great things to talk about. Andy, the NBA, they're jostling for positions. You know, in the East, I look at it, you got the Knicks, you got Boston, you got Cleveland. Cleveland looks like they're on a roll again. They've won 3 in a row. Now, in the West, the Lakers got just – drilled in the heart last night with a 47-footer from deep in the midst of Chicago to take him down. But you've got OKC, you got Denver, you've even got a Houston ball club that, if I'm not mistaken, I think they've won 15 of their last 16 games without Wembanyama. Nice. I had to bring that name up. Yeah. I got to tell you, it's a good one. So what are your thoughts as we look at the NBA and them getting position? And what are your two teams for the finals?
So I think it's the Celtics again. And on the West, I'm not as sure. Maybe Oklahoma. What I think is interesting is the way this is shaping up is this teams kind of fall into three buckets. There's the teams that aren't going to make the playoffs, that this doesn't matter. There's the teams that are going to make the playoffs, like the Celtics, who – if they win the rest of their games, they finish in second place. And if they lose the rest of the games, they're going to finish in second place. So you're going to
you load management a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be resting guys, letting guys get healthy. And then there's, you know, the handful of teams that are still jockeying for position. So I think it's going to be interesting as these different, there's teams from these different buckets in the next couple of weeks are playing against each other, because there's very different motivations. It's not going to be like regular season. There's teams that these games are really going to matter for, and teams that they're really not going to matter at all.
Andy, let me ask you a question. Is the NBA 82 game season a little bit too long?
So I don't believe that it is, or that it should be, but because again, we just mentioned before the break, like Larry Bird, Guys used to play 82 games. Now the fact that these guys don't want to play 82 games and you're having guys sit, I think from a fan perspective, like people are putting out a whole lot of money to go and see the star player, and that star player decides to take a day off. And he's not injured. He's just a little tired.
And I want to thank you, Andy. You were awesome, as always. And I want to thank everybody. Thank everybody for listening out there. Mario, you're wonderful. And that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I'm Artie Source saying so long, and until we see you next time, have a great weekend.